Could have been a good idea, could have been a political trap. Either way, the government walked right into it. They blocked the opposition's idea of being able to split the new paid parental leave time. In other words, mum and dad could take 13 weeks apiece. Labor says it wasn't good for the baby, which of course infers they know how to raise your children. Workplace Relations Minister Ian Lees-Galloway, though, softened the view by the end of the day.
We do think there are fishhooks in it, but we do want to have a conversation. This is not the bill to progress that policy.
26 for Babies convener Rebecca Matthews is with us. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning.
Who in broad terms are the government to tell us how to raise our children?
I don't think they are doing that. I do think that if National had put up an amendment that was a separate, dedicated portion of leave, say 2 to 4 weeks, for partners or fathers, that would be sensational and everybody would welcome that. The problem with sharing the leave at this point, next year we only have 22 weeks, so it would be only 11 weeks at home for a little baby. And the whole point of extending paid parental leave is because we know the best place for a baby to be in that first 6 months is at home with a primary caregiver.
Well, do we know that, or should we let mum and dad decide that for themselves, given they're adults?
Well, mum and dad can decide that for themselves, and paid parental leave isn't compulsory. But what we do know is all of the evidence says for secure attachment, for exclusive breastfeeding, for all of those things, and also the alternatives, in terms of going out into early childhood education, that the best place to be for a baby is at home. So if we're thinking about the baby, we want them to be at home as long as possible. And so that all points to the 26 weeks being taken all in a row. But yes, additional leave for a father or partner would be wonderful.
But you're telling parents how to raise their children as well now.
We're not telling parents how to raise their children. What we're doing is structuring paid parental leave so it does the things we want it to do. Whether people take the leave or not is up to them and their jobs and their families, and what, you know, how and, you know, where their baby goes to early childhood or looked after by a family member. But the leave should be structured to support the best start in life for babies, and that means the option of providing home-based care in the first 6 months.
Rebecca, appreciate your time. Rebecca Matthews, 26 for Babies convener.